Lance Mackey is in command of this year's Iditarod, less than 10 miles from the Golovin checkpoint. Hans Gott is chasing him, about 15 miles behind, but his team is running faster, according to GPS. Jeff King pulled out of Elam about 50 minutes behind Gott. He told the Anchorage Daily News he won't catch Mackey now unless Mackey makes a mistake. Farther back, Ken Anderson, Hugh Neff, and John Baker are all on the trail to Elam. Away from the spotlight that is directed toward the front runners of the Iditarod, other races are taking place. Mushers in the middle or back of the field might be trying to climb up a few positions in the standings, or they might be challenging themselves just to keep moving down the trail. Iditarod rules demand that mushers remain competitive, but what that means depends on who you ask. APRN Iditarod Trail reporter Tim Bodoni has more from Galena.
Rule 36 in the Iditarod rulebook is perhaps the most controversial of all. It states that all teams must be competitive and gives race officials the right to withdraw a musher from the race if the musher is not making a valid effort to compete. The rulebook quantifies the concept by setting time limits by which a musher has to reach certain checkpoints. But for the mushers themselves, especially those in the middle or back of the pack, the notion of competition is subjective. Mushers can often be seen poring over race updates at checkpoints, looking at how fast other teams are moving. But some mushers, like Iditarod rookie Dan Caduce from Fairbanks, claim to ignore the standings.
Oh, I try not to look at it at all and just realize we've got a long ways to go. And you could go way up or you could go way down. And just keeping your team moving smooth is what's important.
Four-time Iditarod winner Martin Boozer also believes in ignoring the standings. While preparing to leave the Galena checkpoint on Saturday afternoon, Boozer compared long-distance mushing to competitions in which individual contestants race against the clock rather than each other.
I totally do my own thing. I don't bounce off anybody else's game plan. I completely focus on my team and my progress alone. And that's why I'm so pleased with this race so far, because I've been able to do that. Sometimes you fall victim of thinking you have to look at other people's times. But lately I've come to explain the Iditarod as a time trial in bicycling without the coaches. We have to be the coaches ourselves. We have to do what's right by the dogs. We don't get splits as we're going down the trail. And we only do what we absolutely can do with our team. So I shouldn't really pay attention to the rest of the guys, because I can't influence them.
Talkeetna musher Gerald Sousa has run the Iditarod each year since 2002, finishing as high as 16th. His stop at Galena on Saturday was not part of his original race plan, but temperatures near 40 below convinced him to abandon long runs in favor of shorter ones and more time at checkpoints where caring for dogs is easier. He describes a typical Iditarod experience as a balancing act between competing with other mushers and taking good care of your own dogs.
Oh, absolutely. It's a race within a race. If it was a camping trip, we'd do a camping trip. This is a race, and everybody's in it for the race. It's personal pride for the kennel and for the individual. And for us, at some point, we just kind of pull the race plug and then back off and get the dogs happied up more by giving them more rest.
Michelle Phillips from Whitehorse is making her first Iditarod run this year after 5 career finishes in the Yukon Quest. She agrees that all mushers are on the trail to compete with each other, but in comparing the Quest to the Iditarod, she finds Iditarod more conducive to what she calls immersion into your own little dog world. Most of the Quest checkpoints are accessible by road, and handlers are allowed to help Quest mushers feed and care for their teams. Phillips says that more contact with family and helpers during a race is a good thing, but it also brings some distractions.
Quite often on the trail we have... your kids, and then they're having a fight with someone, or you know what I mean? Or you're worried about the truck, that it's going to break down, because that happens all the time, especially on the Yukon Quest for some reason.
Overall, mushers at all levels assert that when you finish is not as important as how you finish. For any musher that plans to come back to Iditarod, finishing with a healthy and excited dog team that will want to go through the whole experience again is a primary concern. Reporting from Galena, this is Tim Bodoni.